Shu Tovim Mari. Loli Mari Simon Shinya Tess. Simply on Mishmeris, the idea of using a filter. We have a Mishnah on Daf Kof Lamazan and Beis, Mishmeris Zan, that Beleza says it could be Toilin the Mishmeris on Yom Tov, and Nisin even on Shabbos. The Chumash says you cannot be Toilin on Yom Tov, it cannot be Nisin on Shabbos. About we pass like a chabun, I come down the gate of the sugar on Shabbos. Person cannot be tailored or have a nation inside of mishmeres. What is the problem? Says Rav Kana, shimur is chayiv chatas. Putting inside of mishmeres is a din deraisa. We want to give and take. How could that be? The laws is moderate. The chum kabbalah says to get a deraisa doesn't answer the question, but we say to get a deraisa. What is deraisa? We should mind master bay. Come along, Rav, and says mitalasugya bayer. The Gemara explains because Boyer is Eichel Mitaik Pseilis. Here's also Eichel Mitaik Pseilis. The obvious question we should have asked, how do we know the Sugya of Boyer is Pseilis Mitaik Eichel? So we saw Tyson that Ayn Dali wants Machalik whether Pseilis is more than Eichel or Eichel more than Pseilis. And therefore, when Pseilis is more than Eichel, the death is Eichel Mitaik Pseilis. We saw the Bialoch and Gina Simon. We said we do not pass like Tyson. Therefore, you have to come on to other Tuotsim to answer. Other Shem give other Tuotsim over here. But Rabbi says over here the Ismital Sugya Bayer. Bzeya says the Ismital Sugya Marakade. She's not Marakade. You have the Pselis Lamailo and the Eich Lamater. Here also, the Mishmeris have the Pselis Lamailo. Coming to the Vaisesha, being the Machlaikis, what is Peshad over here in the Machlaikis of Rabbi and the Bzeya? Basically, the question is in the Rabbi, or the guess of Rabbi, depends what you have. According to Rabbi, is it also Mishim Bayer or only Mishim Bayer? That means according to Rabbi, if you give a person a Asura Mitzal Sugya Marakeid, does he agree that you're chayim for it? Well, no, he says you're only chayim Mitzal Sugya Bayer. It's clear in Rashi in the Sugya Daf Kof Lamed Ches, Rashi brings down the two Adin. Rabbi is saying it's Zay Marakeid and Zay Bayer. And come look up there and he disagrees it's only Marakeid. There's three Mililil and Piyasif. Asal HaShayni, who made a Chanel on the page, the Bialokha sends you back to places of Nab Ayin Gimel, he's very clear not the way. The Rabbi says that Halacha is, the only over the Ismail Tal Sugya Bayer, she to the Rabbi goes this way up either or. At Sala Shlishi, the Beisaisa brings down the Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings it down, he says, how is that told us Bayer, Oi told us Murake. He says, Oi. What does he mean when he says the word is Oi? Rav Mishnah is some Oi, they say the Lashon of Oi. So the way how the Beisaisa explains, merely he's saying like Rashi. The idea over here is either Murake or Mitzal Sugya Bayer, one or the other. And saying, oh, well, I can see this one or that one. This or that. Kivadim, Kirega, Karnoyo. Now, what does that mean? So, what the Chum even argue in the Rambam, does it mean now Yechayiv 2 or Yechayiv 1? When Cheskelech says, Pshad is Maisi Yechayiv 2 now, according to the Rambam. Yechayiv Al Sparu and Al Smarakeid. Shalom Zambu goes this way. Tzad Hashani, Lech HaMishnah, the Rambam says, it can be Yechayiv 2. Doesn't make sense. You did one Maisi, one Pula. And then Yechayiv 1. Divid Lech HaMishnah, the Karnoyo says, Yechayiv only one Malacha. That's the basic of the Beis Yosef in the Rambam that he understands like Rashi. That means gam, means also, and means this one or this one. Atzad Hashani the Elms of the Bialocha says for care. That's not what the Rambam means. He means Beke Paslak Tosfos. Is it either only Bayer or only Merakeid? And since he was subak what the loch is like, there is going to say Oy Bayer Oy Merakeid. This one or the other. Says the Bialocha, I'll bring before she Yishalmi. That's clear that says Allah is that Rab is only saying Bur and not Merakeid. He sent it to Yishalmis, one in Perik HaGadol, one in Perik Toilin. Now, I looked up the Yishalmis, and there's one letter different in the Yishalmis, and it changes the whole entire shot. The one that says in the Yishalmi Perik HaGadol, first man, the Omer says Yichai Mishim Bur. Omer Abzera, Loi Mestavra, Diloi, Dal Lam Alok, Loi Mishim Merakeid. Not Mestavra, it's not Mishim Merakeid. That means Rab is saying only Bayer. He's saying it's not Mustavro, the Lemon Shim Rakid. He's saying it's not Rakid, it has to be Rakid. That means according to the Perik HaGadol, the idea of Rab is saying is only Bayer. Look up the Shami and Perik Toilet, the word Deloy, Dal Lam Aleph is Elo, Aleph Lam Aleph. Not the Dal's there and Aleph is there. And he's saying back, Loy Mustavro, Elo Mishim Rakid. That means Rab is saying both. Rab Zay is saying no, it's only one, not both. That means one ois is a diloy or elo, a dal on aleph. I think the Yishami one time is saying one way, one time is saying another way. Why says, come along the Torah, he says the word is Bayer, come along the Vaisa, and says, not much enough, minil alocha, if it's Bayer, it's Merakeid, the Maisa, even Issa, the Torah is not getting involved, how are we passing the Rabbah or Abzerah? based on the Primavadim is Mario, does not make a difference. We know by the Sukkah of Boira Rebeheta of La'altar, of Miyad, and why is Nichol get a Dar Chachilo? Because people will eat things, they take themselves out of the mouth. By Merakid, who says Rebeheta of Dar Chachilo of Miyad? Therefore, it seems to have a kasher, why the Beis Yisrael says no Nafkimino? That seems the Beis Yisrael understands. You do have a Heter of La'altar of Dar Chachilo. There is no Nafkimino. Right, that's the Sukkah Nafkim Lam Zayin for Lam Ches. Therefore, the Mechabas starts off, Halacha Tzavtas, that Meshmeres, even if it's Tluya on Erev Shabbos, Halacha Yipavach Chomim cannot put the Shmom inside of it on Shabbos. Then, by Merakid, there is the Heter. Question how to find that Heter. Now, that's the first half of the Mechaber. The second half of the Mechaber is the next mission of Nafkuf Lam Tess and Beis. The mission of there says, Noisim Mayim Agabe Hashmarim Mishvil Shiyatsulu. You put water over sediment to be clean. That mice is no problem, it's mutter. Now, what exactly is happening over here is a big Mavucha. We'll go have the Mishavuah explains Api Lavosh, the Prisha, the Rav Mishnayis. He understands that when a person, when he makes wine, you have a bunch of wine, on the bottom of the wine is sediments. Or the sediments are left behind. You pick up the sediments, and now you put them on top of this sieve over here, the Mishmeres. And therefore what happens, it comes and drips out wine from the sediments and onto the bottom, of the cup there, where the chalitz is over there. Now, this case is, when is the Mishnah saying that a person is pouring water on top of the sediments? When were the sediments put there? Says Rashi, the sediments are put there on Erev Shabbos. The body cannot put there on Shabbos. Even when it's put in Erev Shabbos, says the Bialocha, could even flow out wine on Shabbos. That's no problem over here. Now, the reason why it's mutter, you think about it, how can you put water on top and take out and have water on bottom? Why is not the act of Boyer? So the way the Mishnah explains, it starts with being water that's ready to drink. At the end, it comes down the bottom, it's water that's ready to drink. So it's ready to drink before, ready to drink afterwards. There's no act of burr, not being masak in anything. That's kind of the Mishnah Berurah. The obvious question is, my father's asking, a couple of people go to Moldach and grapple with, very good, you answered water. What are you doing? When you take with the water, you're dragging out from the seed, the sediment, you're dragging out the wine that's below inside of it. So what happens to the sugar burr, inside the wine that's being that was belay inside the sediments that you're dragging out of here? Sure, we take an oichel from the psalus. And therefore, what? They're taking out the bleas of wine from the sediments, which is psalus. So how in the world are you using water to pull out the bleas of wine over here? That means if Shlomo Zalman said, about you take the sediments, you shake them, and it comes out, about it's also. Of you took out eichel from psalus. Unless you have miyab, and eichel from psalus. But I say here, before you have water taking it out, nichol get a kli. Even when argue it's not kli, nichol is a kli, you can say it's still get a l'alter over here. Maisa, Mishmur is disgusting, the water starts up being relishtiyah, and after the relishtiyah. But Maisa, you're pulling out the bleas over here, of the wine that's over here. When the Mughal Ovis is said to be by Tzarchian, then the Talas are talking with it, he says, Maisa Shugunar passes away, not tomorrow, you're not clear why. Shalom Zavon ends up Tzarchian Godel. Go with one malach, how the Chodeshani, how he seems to explain, is that you have to realize beforehand, when you have these little bleas inside the sediments, so what do you have beforehand? You have betzem sediments of water. That's all you see, sediments of water. Afterwards, on the bottom, you have again sediments of water left behind. That means in the beginning, we were the bleas of wine, were toffled to the sediments. Afterwards, when it comes out, the bleas of wine are now toffled to the water. So in essence, you never saw wine stand before the asmoy. In the beginning, you had shmorim and mayim. And the end, you have the shmorim and mayim. So in essence, you do not see any act of borah happening over here. Because sign the beginning and sign the end, you had basically the same thing over here. It's true, I know that now the water has now flavor of wine, has the color of wine over here. But it's always, the bleas always are toffled to something. See the toffle in the beginning, the sediments, was toffled to the water. Therefore, when at the beginning you have water that's ready to drink with sediments, at the end you have water that's flavored now that's ready to drink with sediments. So you have no issue over here. Maybe Daimler to explain. We'll get a bunch of cases negated to sugar of water, how to apply this halacha l'maaseh. Take one case, not negated to water. someone has a bottle of Coke, and let's say nursing women, it's not good to have gas. So the question, can you take the bottle of Coke, let the gas out, without an act of Baron Shabbos? Can you take out the gas from the Coke over here? Now, they do bring down the Sharmer Gemaisa, he asks it. They bring down the Avigash Brother Shu and the Chelakei, he says, Achshash Dereis over here. Maisa, recently I saw the Isra Berkus's question, and he wants to tie down the reason why it's water, because no one wants flat Coke. Well, less. You want less, a percentage less. So again, about the question you mentioned one time, you want something but less than a percentage. You have salt to the pretzel, you want less than the salt. You want to tie this on the chlegeta butter. My said, bring down the Shemir Shabbos, Rabbi Yashiv, Rav Nemtzel, the Fereshani, and others, they want to be Mekel. They want to come, numerous of them want to come from the Sora, there's no Mamashas, not Nikki over here. The Maisa, if you think about it, in the beginning, the bubbles of Be'etzim were toffled to the Coke. Afterwards, it goes into the ear, it's toffled to the ear. You never really see anything over here. It's kind of the same concept over here. It starts off being part of the Coke. It ends up being part of the ear. It starts off, so at the beginning, and then you have water, you have ear and Coke, and then you have ear and Coke. The Chod sounds like the same idea of the idea of using Mishmeres to the water inside. Now, you could maybe start grappling down the next stage, I'm like discussing. You have beer with the foam on top. Can you remove the foam from the beer over here? Because it's not nichol together of butter. Okay, not a sugya. Actually, the Maaseh, we have a sugya that's built upon this idea, this concept. We have this, again, very important, you said over here, the idea of using a pouring water on top of the sediments, starts with water, ends with water. Since the Maaseh is right to drink before and then after the Maaseh is water. Take different cases how to apply it. One case is when the person has a tea bag, we have tea leaves over here, and he wants to use it on Shabbos. So let's go in the case with Abishai Bishel. Whether you get involved with Klish Lisha, or let's say you want to use warm water. Warm water, so of course, it'll still drag out the taste of the tea leaves, or change the color of the tea over here. The question over here is, can a person go use them on Shabbos? Now you have to realize, over here in Siftaz, we're discussing putting the sediments in before Shabbos, and pouring the water on Shabbos. Why Dafka Erev Shabbos? L'chor, like the Be'alacha points out, is Blias right now, if you put them in on Shabbos by themselves, one will come out. They're not dry. They have lachluchas to it. By your tea leaves and your tea bag, Maisa, it's dry. There will be no chilk when you put it in before Shabbos or on Shabbos. So the question here is, now you want to take your tea leaf, your tea bag, and you want to put it inside your warm water on Shabbos. Is that mutter? I mean, again, the Shulchan Aruch said you cannot do that only on Shabbos, put the sediments there, but also not to get that question. Here, the case over here is dry. So the shaila is, can you, Mamash, take your tea leaves or tea bag and put warm water on top of it? Why water went in, was on top, water goes through the tea bag, it comes out. Wafer shear before and wafer shear afterwards. I see now change colors, it has a different taste where it tastes like tea. It's mamshi case of yansif test. So the Minchas Yitzchok has a tshuva about it. It says, simin shim yun test, sif test, before shim achab over here. Shlom azam, shmir shabbos. Bring the place, come along and point out, it's mamshi out you say over here. Should be no difference over here. No. Now, we did discuss in the first one again to Sigil Barer, can you take out the bag and drop those coming out from the bag inside your tea? Now, usually, again, most of us, when you use it one time, we don't care. If you use a tea bag a couple times, people take it out, they want to squeeze it. It's a nickel to get out of using a kli over here. So then we mentioned a machlokes among the achrenim. Are you allowed to use the bag as a kli to make the droplets come out? We have chur machlokes yashokel with five reasons why tmekel. Maisa numis from a machmer, and the correct number they point out is to take out the tea bag with a spoon, not to get involved with the shiloh. So that's one practical case built upon our sugyo, the idea of using a tea bag. A second thing that I couldn't discuss, a second example, is what they call pour over coffee maker. Basically, what people want to do, they want to have freshly grounded coffee on Shabbos. Now, let's say you ground it before Shabbos, and you want to have your Turkish coffee, and you want to make it freshly brewed. So what they do, they have this cone, and they have a filter on top, and they put the grounds on top, and they want to pour the water on top of the grounds. The question is, it goes from the water, through the grounds, onto the bottom. Now again, there are always three questions to get to the sugya of making freshly brewed coffee. Number one, our sugya burr. Number two, the sugya of Bishul. And number three, the sugya of Lush. Now, in the Gaitic Sugya of Bishul, it's very simple, do a Kli Shlishi. The Shlishi, tea leaves might have an issue. The Gaitic Bishul, of course, should not be a problem. What? not be a problem according to most according to Moshe Tshuva most Poskim. Mitzad the sugya of Losh, Maisa, if you ever make it, at the end of the day they tell me by Trigger's coffee, you left the clump behind. It's all stuck together, it's almost like a piece of muddle there, big tumble among the Poskim, and of course a big problem inside the sugya of Losh. Put that question to the side. Lush. When you make Turkish coffee, and so what happens? You have the bottom of a whole clump of mud at the end, so stuck together, that's lush.
But that's what you're throwing in.
That's correct. That's the question. When you don't care for something, they want to throw it out, well, you're even Esther, right? So there's no cheshivas to it. Big tub among this farm, left full of sugya of lush, Bezin Shem, move to the end of this man. We'll see the end of this man, Machlok is a Paiskin. Lush to the side. We'll have to get to that. I don't, even then, I'll end up Machlok is a Paiskin. You get to the sugya of Boyer, is there a problem? So, there is two tshuvas about the Yatziv and the Bereshorim. The Yatziv wants a Mitzat to be Machmer, Bereshorim wants to be Machmer. They come to argue Maaseh Pshat against the Mishnah Berurah, that's not the Sodin Sivtas. How they point out that Mishnah Sham is right, but once you go like the Mishnah Berurah, most places can go, you go like the case of Machabavir, that's Mamish Simon Shin Yud Tes Sivtas. Freshly brewed coffee Mitzat the Sugya Berurah should not be an issue according to the Mishnah Berurah. That's the second example. Now, in the case of using a French press, they will have to wait till Bez Hashem on Wednesday. A third case, practically, I think you sent out the pictures yesterday. What? Matu what? I don't know who Rabbi Eisen is. Okay. I said myself, I have a problem with myself. I have a problem, but I have no problem with myself. Losh, I have a problem with it. Now, the third case is, again, I sent out pictures yesterday. There's something called a juice filter. You basically have a big pitcher over here. You have a tube in the middle, and inside you put in a cut orange, a cut kiwi, a cut lemon, a kudaimo, and then in the middle of the tube over here. Then what you do, you pour in water, you wait a bunch of hours, and you have wonderful lemonade or wonderful juice, that's very cold, refrigerated, wonderful, terrific. Now the question is, can you use that on Shabbos? In essence, you have all these fruits over here that are cut, and we'll pour something on top of it. So it comes out from us again, we Issa Berkut, it's very simple. To put it in on Shabbos, that you can't do. That's Mamish, the Mechabit says, put it in on Shabbos. It comes out, it's wet right now, it's cut, it'll seep out. Put it in before Shabbos, and pour the water on Shabbos, that's Mamish the test, my Shubi Mutter. Only question.
Why you put it on
the
top? It's dry.
If we're not dry, it's a cut. It's very clear to say the word cut, just not to get this question from you. Now, true, in the picture I said had also things that are not cut. I had strawberries and blueberries, but anyway, the problem of worms, so. Okay. Now, and this, I'm just not sure if you have an eitzel, let's say you put the fruits in before Shabbos. Can you take the tube out and put the tube back inside? I think that's a problem. Can you bring it inside the chavis and the bam to do an active boil over here? So I think you can't take the tube out. You have to leave it inside. When you want to add in more water, just leave it there. And add in more water. A fourth case, the Gaita Sugya, is Betzim with all our filters. Now, to set all our filters, we have to get to know the next Sugya, which should be here, Sifyud through Sifyud Beis. The Hemshik of the Mishnah, not good for Lamatessa Beis, the Mishnah brings down Masadin Sayayin, Masudr, Masudrin, Makufa Mitzvahs. First, you get Masadin wine with a sudr or with a wicker basket over here. So the Gemara brings down that Zer Kamelman says that a person can put wine that's tzol inside a mishmeres. No problem. In fact, the Gemara, I saw, but only in tzol. How about a chur maisa you can't? Kamelman Gemara has a kasha, ayim shum gamliel, he maisa put it inside even with ochor. The Gemara answers, bein akita shanu. When it's freshly squeezed, the maisa is no problem. Now first, this idea of using a sudur or mush or a kfifa mitzvahs is very clear in the Gemara that a person can make sure he does not indent to make a guma inside. Basically what it means, you have a cup of beer, you have a shmat on top, you make an indention, you have a bayah, it says mishmur idas um nechol, might come to sugya v'schito, then if you have to leave a case that's straight over here, and then pour the thing on top. Now it comes out over here, the Gemara is very clear, bein ha-kita shonu l'maisas mutter, firstly squeezes the mutter. Why is it mutter for two mahalchim of the Rishonim? Even you have the Lashon of Rashi, the Balav Hachi Meshasti. Either way, since at that time everyone drinks it when it's a little bit dirty, it's not really considered nichol get a tikkun. Since people drink it when it's freshly squeezed in this matzev, it's not nichol get a bar. That's the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Well, the second idea, how the Rambam was brought down, they call it that since it's bubbling over here, it's definitely get of Kof Echad, one constant, one essence over here. That's how the Vosh called the Shabbos that we're talking down. Therefore, it's not Nechel get a bar. Look up the grass and the Ram, they bring up both Malkin. So, Rashi, so the Rambam, Lav Dafka, they argue, you have a head of either of Kof Echad, or anyway, they can drink it this way. Now, that's Mitzah Begitois. Bethan, they point out, look, we have a series of sukkahs. The Mishnah says, when is it mutter? Only mutter with a sutter or kfifa mitzvahs. It means only mutter b'shinoi. Very simple b'shinoi. Come on b'zera, and he says, when's the mutter? You got in salal and the mishmeres. And the regular filter over here. So the chura, is it mutter in a mishmeres? Or is it mutter only in a kfifa mitzvahs and a sutter? Which one is it? So b'shinoi is very clear. He has two malachim among the Rishonim. He has Rambam versus the Rashba and the Ran. Now, to make it simple, the question of how many daggers are there? That means the Taz somehow makes four daggers. He wants to make the level of dagger called Tzol B'yitzer, then Tzol, then Ocher Tzas, and Ocher. That's his four levels. But the way how the Beis Yosef means down the Ran, the Pirugon goes this way, we have three levels. We have something called Tzol. Tzol means something that people might drink. But no one drinks it. There's something called Ocher Tzas. That means it's Losh Ran at the way of Makbid. Loshon Pirugodim is ready to be drunken al day chak. We have a third level, Ochle Gamri, the Oilam Mice is not drinking this way. Three levels over here. With these three levels, Kamal Mirani wants to answer the theory of the Mishnah verse what the B'zeh over here says. The B'zeh says, Sol is mutter, with the Mishmeris. That means when way people are not makbid, anyway, people drink it in this situation over here, B'lav Hochim Mishas Toi over here, then the case over here, it's mutter. Then even the Mishmeres is a mutter. The Mishnah says only with a Sudr. That's a case of Ocher Ksas. It's right to be drinking only B'Shas Adchak. Then it's be a case of Ocher Ksas. It's Ocher Lekamri, then it's Osir. Let me quote the Ran, very simple. When it's Tzol with the Mishmeres, Ocher Ksas, Mishinoi with a Sudr, Masha Enkin with Ocher Lekamri, it's Osir. Come on, the Beis Yosef says, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam understands, even when it's Tzol, it's also with Mishmeres. I observe it says Mishmeres. It doesn't mean it's Mishmeres. It means what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means a case of a Sudr, a case with a wicker basket. Now this is where the Taz disagrees. The Taz makes a level of Tzol and Tzol B'Yosef, a fourth level. But the way how the Beis Yosef understands, there are only three levels. The case of Tzol, Mais Mishmeres is also. Why is it also for? I have myself people drinking as is. So the way the Mishmur explains, or the Rosh Hashanah explains, now it's Boer, as Uvdin Nechol. Mishmur is also Mishal Sugim Uvdin Nechol. The next level, our Ocher Ksas. That means, so when is it Mutter by case of a Tzol, called the Rambam? It's not Mutter Mishmur, it's only with the Sodir, only with the Shinoi. How the case of Ocher Ksas, and even the case of Ocher Lagamri, called the Rambam, it's also. That means it comes out according to the Rambam, only two diagrams over here. Tzol, B'Shinoi, Ocher Ksas, Ocher Lagamri, also you have no Eitzel. If you realize, it comes out of two Machleksim over here. But in the case of Tzol, what are you going to do with it? According to the Rambam, the Rashba, Tzol, Maisa, is Mutter Mishmeres. According to the Rambam, Maisa, is Osir. But in the case of Ocher Ksas, according to the Rambam, the Locha is being Mutter with a Shinoi. According to the Rambam, Maisa, is Osir. That's what comes out. The local Maisa, we Paskin, these two Machleksim, the two Malchim, the Sugyo. So you see, the Mishnah will make it serious over here. I mean, first, take the case of Tzol. Tzol means something that's really to be drinking. How much has to be really to be drunken by people? So, come the Losh of the Ran. The Ran says, when we, B'nai Odom, we might to drink it, that's the Chal Gedom Tzol. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah, the Sifkon and Lamadal, he says, Losh of Reiv. And when he sends you to Bach, he says, that's me, Kol B'nai Odom. Kol B'nai Odom. Now, you have to realize that the Kol B'nai Odom, that's better than the Tajashit in the Rambam. It says Kol B'nai Odom and Tzol B'yoser. I mean, you have to realize that Mamash has like three different ideas over here floating. There's a Bach, there's a Taz, there's a Mishnah Berurah. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah, Stif Kol Lamed Hei, does not pass by the Bach. It's very clear. It goes back to the Ram to get his ruling over here. That means, particularly, the Swarm go like the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayotim, the Graz, the Yisrael, the Pharisee Yisrael, or Chachulchon, they come along and says, Tzol means as long as it's ready to be drinking by Reiv B'nai Odom. Now, in the case of Reiv B'nai Odom, Reiv B'nai Odom, what's the loch by the case of Mishmeres? Avad with a case of a Sudr, Avad it's Mutter. What's the case of Mishmeres? So the Ram, the Rashba, the Maaseh, they say it's Mutter. No problem there. Now, do we pass that around the Rashba against the Rambam? The Chayodim must be machmer like the Rambam. The Choshesh, the Lochesh between machmer cannot do with the Mishmeres, only Mishinoi. The Maestro here comes with the Mishnebura, calls it the El Rambam, and says, we pass him like Deir Rishayna. It's mutter with Mishmeres. It's mutter, no problem. You look around, that's Ramosha, and that's the Chaznish. The place come on the Paskin in this Shita, to Mekel. Now, I couldn't ask a question, it's a shalva of an act of bar. According to the Rambam, it's Osir. According to the Rambam, it's Rashba, Mutter. Why over here the Mishnah will be Mekel? Because the whole time Chumra, because the Mishnah is not Dereisa, not bar, that's Dechol. That's Dechol, says the Mishnah, the Maestro. We Mekel, we'll start from the first Shita, they can use the Mishmeres. So it comes out over here that basically a person has a case of something that's soul that's ready to drink by rape and Adam, even though it has inside of it these little kismadakim, little pieces of kemach, little pieces of white flour over here, called mishmur, even to use a filter of maizah's mutter. Now, the obvious question is, why is that so? At the end of the day, you're taking out this kismin, taking out this kemach, why should it be mutter? So I'm saying over, very simple, because it's going to be drank it the way how it is before and afterwards. So once Balav Hochi Mishasti, anyway you can drink it this way, what's the difference? The thing about it doesn't make too much sense. Because when a person, let's say he has a salad and he has tomatoes and onions, most people will eat it that way. For you to take it out, it's an act of butter. You have lokshin and soup. Said the Moshe, most people have lokshin and soup, about it, right? Way too cold b'nei adam. Said the Moshe, you take out the lokshin for later. In the same meal, you're going to eat the raisa. Why? It's a way for people to go have lokshin soup. It's a way for people to have a case of salad. So the idea to say just it's a way to have it as is, that mice is not enough. There's more of a nature that's going on over here. So where I couldn't take a step further, particularly the same idea over here, the same concept, is that not just it's a way, but therefore comes out, this little kismin dakin, with a little piece of the kemach, is now kmin echot. There's one thing going on over here. Sidam Shalom Zalman, or Shmir Shabbos Chodeshani, it's guf echad, min echad, it's like the idea of Derech Gitos Shaninu. They were talking about a case of freshly squeezed, it's guf echad, one thing over here. We know in the case of Sigur Bar, you have to have two minim. Here, this thing over here, the kemach, that's going to be drinking by most people, it's bottled, command lesser, and what do you have in front of you? I only have wine in front of me. That's all I have. I have a little piece of twigs, must be tiny twigs over here. I have a little piece of wood over here, it's bottled, command lesser. See, I only have one entity over here. I can ask, B'tzana Sigil bin Echad, we know the Taz disagrees on the Chumash Desh on the Ramah, there is no Heter bin Echad. So you have to say a job different the way I'm going to say this over, that even on the Tzad that you have one minute answering it, it's because you come to Mesak in something. Over here, the beginning of the day, it's wine, at the end of the day, it's wine. Well, at the beginning of the day, it's water, at the end of the day, it's water. You might have refined water, you might have refined wine, but that really didn't gain anything. So you can't have an act of burial, it didn't gain much. That's we have the same thing before, the same thing afterwards. So in essence, there's no tikkun. It's one min. It's guf echad. You didn't do anything. Divul ma'aseh, it's mutter. That's again the sugya of tzol. Again, Mishmur Paskins. Not like the Rambam, like the Ramban, like the Ran of the Rashba. The tzol is mutter even in the case of Mishmeres. The second level, a case of ocher. So when it's ocher tzas, that means again it's right to be drinking only mishas ad chak. Right, bnei adam ma'aseh not drinking this way. According to the Rashba, the Ran, it's mutter idea case of a sudder. Moshe will see what went this way. Atzal Hashani, over here, according to the Rambam, we'll answer it. There's no answer. How over here do we paskin? On this case, Kamal Mishmur, according to the Graz, Toib Lochish be machmel like the Rambam. That means Mishmur went two opposite ways. By the case of Tzol, he went a loch lamaisa like the Ran and the Rashba. By the case of Ocher Ksas, he came over and paskin like the Rambam over here. They ever come down, the gate to Sol will be mutter with Mishmeres. Ocher Ksas, there's nothing to be used. Therefore, if you analyze it, Mishmur really dropped out the sugya of Sutter. He dropped out Kfifa Mitzvahs. Because by the case of Mishmeres, by Sol it's mutter. By the case of Ocher Ksas, he said Toib Lochosh. That means he left out, that means, do we have to find what a Kfifa Mitzvahs is? No, we don't like it anyway. What is that? Wicker basket. I know the words. But I know what a wicker basket means. Why? Well, because Mishmur dropped it out over here. Like how Masir Rabbi points out, it's Toib Lochosh. But let's say he writes in a third world country, and he gets this wordy that's murky and dirty over here, and he says, Echalami, then the Tzalocha, go use your sutra to go clean over here. Because it's Toib Lochosh, but I don't think any of us in a third world country will drink the murky water unless we filter it with a sutra machinery. The case of Ochel Gamri, that side of the Rashba, side of the Rambam, Avad will have no heter, However, we'll get to Sifta Zayin with Merkab and Binzad Rosh Shita, that were earlier already in the Bialoch and Sevdalet, that if you want to put a Shemat on top and drink straight, Meshach Shudiyah Manus, even this Ochel Legami will have a heter. We'll have a heter. That means it comes out, so as much Meshmeres, the case of Ochel Ktsas, Meister Kamalun Ka'aser et Pervlochosh, Ochel Legami is going to be also Kol Shkain, unless Meshach Shudiyah Manus. Och, Ktsas, certainly is Mishmer, so everything is also. Side of the Ram, side of the Rashba, everything is also. Now, come on to the Locho, and he discusses what's the Locho negates the Sugyu of an Isthmus. Now, there's something called an Isthmus or something called a Sinai. I think there are two different things over here. The idea of a Sinai is a pre-regarded in Mishmer's Dov, Sukkot, and Bays. What they're discussing is a sour apple and a sweet apple is a Minachot, the Shnei Minim. It's a topic. Which happened in the Shibura? They said, but let's say you're Sinai, and the Vadnech Leged of two minim, you have a bayam, it's a sugar boyer. Now, Sinai means, be'etzem, it's 100% food. No one will tell you a sour apple, sweet apple is not food. It's 100% food. Just if I don't like it, it makes it into two minim over here. The idea of istinus is nothing to do with food. Istinus means it's psalus. You have kemach inside, you have these little sediments inside, you have the kemach inside. I'm not sensitive, the ilm is not makbit. Other people are isness, they are machbit. That means a sinai means it's food, just not for me. Isness means it's psalus that most people don't care about, I'm sensitive, I do care about. That's according to the two cases of sinai and isness. Now, what is the getter of a sinai that the people are going to want to be machbit? So the way how the Al-Mashul says, and it means that Yashiv, that if no one will come along and say, if no one agrees that this case is something that people don't like, in that case, the Vadi says, but l'daitai. For example, someone says, red jelly beans? No, I hate them. But l'daitai, come on, red jelly beans. You don't like them. You'll never eat them, you'll stay away from them. No such thing. So something he says, that it has to be something that in the realm of normality, people say, no, it's not for me. So people say, no, this is not my style, not my taste buds. I don't like it over here. The Chodesh Shani, the way he says it over, has to be something that also that's constantly you don't like. That depends on my mood. Today I don't like it, tomorrow I do like it. Depends on, if I have morning sickness or not. Depends on how I'm feeling that day. That'd be something I don't like. I think, arguing the point, let's say black jelly beans, I'll never take them. Maybe. I'll say, what do you mean? It depends. I would take them sometimes. You can argue the point over there. But, gala. Fine, that I can understand. Right, fine. Gala. Don't you get an idea of a saint over here? No one will take it no matter what was happening over here. You can bring it for free in the back for a saint over here, and no one will touch it. No, fine. So the only thing I can hear. Now, the Amos Shulish, how far he takes it, this is said over here, he comes along and says, taking off the skin of a chicken, we'll get to the Sugya Kripa, as Machalik's among the Achrayim, are you allowed to have the Sugya Bayer to need a Klama Bayer? Says the Amos Shulish, if you have boiled chicken, and you want to take off the skin, and it can be a sign you'll never eat the skin, that means you'll get it to Minim. He says, grilled chicken? Take off the skin over there? That's the best part, that's Butler Titan for sure. That if I know, I'll take off the skin over there. Now, I see the Orthodox Shabbos disagrees on that, but that's how far he takes the concept over here. Grilled chicken and boiled chicken. That's it, again, that's how he means on the Sefer Al-Mashalosh. And that's the Gesugel of a Sinai. The Gesugel of an Isthmus. Again, the idea of an Isthmus is Be'etzem, it's the Isthmus, this is not Makbid over here. So the question is, when a person is Makbid, he is sensitive to it, he doesn't want to have it, what's a loch and nichel again of two men or one men? That's a shayla. Is not nichel again of silas, or is the bottle could go fechon? Come on, the people got him. He brings down blush and efsher, maybe it's two men and end of a tzarachian. Mishmur brings down the same word, blush and efsher, but it's not end of a tzarachian. What about blush and efsher? A maestro's form, come on, be ik to be machmer, whether it's the Ashman Shuvo, or the Shemir Shabbos, or the Chodeshani, or Mashulish, or machmer say, when that person is an istinus, the Meister come up to Machmer, and the Swam say, Nichle get of the Rabbanon, like Telish Ulshim, take off the bad leaves over here. It's where Bishas and Chak, in the same concept of here, so Nichle get of the Rabbanon. Now, what is the get of an Isthmus? Again, Rav Karpar explains, he says, read the Mishabuah slowly, the Bialoch, he says, Shi'i Efshalosh Doisle Blavach, it's not possible to be drunk in that way. I mean, there has to be a case, and he'll actually read him, there'll be something that your mamash you can't. Your Isthmus you can't. Not that you can, but you appreciate. Or depends on my mood, or since you live with this, it doesn't really bother me. Might as well eat something else. I mean, something I can't eat, I'm very mephonic about it over here. So the Shani says, it has to be something that cuts for sale by something that's bad to a person, he has to stay away from it. The example that's from like disgusting is a case when you have a child over here has certain foods that are mixed inside that child cannot eat. Not when it's too small, dangerous for him, or other reasons, or when a healthy person also, when he's a chayla, certain things not good for him to go eat. Come the place can say, nichel negedav and istness. It can't be znana istness, but this matzav, he can't have it, for him is nichel negedav silas. Child can have it, nichel negedav silas. Come on, mechayim, and then grapple, once we have this concept over here of an istness, we had a bialacha in the beginning of Simon Shin Beis, discussing about the sukkah of someone has dust upon his jacket, you're not makbid, you can brush it off. Let's say the one brushing it off is makbid, the one wearing it is not makbid. What defines the act of akpada? Do you have the one brushing it or the one wearing it? Sending the guarantee, let's say you have wood over here, that people that come from Klitzlar Eretz Yisrael, the first 2 weeks, the very makbid has to be filled with water. Has to be. And you're here for a long time, you're here for 30 odd years, and therefore, I come along and you, no problem. Can you filter it for them? Because I'm not makbid. They are makbid. Is this similar to the question of bialacha when I'm going to brush off, I'm the one not being makbid over here, or vice versa? So there are two cases over here. First, the person when he himself is not makbid, I'm not makbid in the water. I don't want to put a filter water for someone who is makbid over here. So Shlomo Zalman, he does this question, I see he's mispapic. He's not sure. There is a Shuva Maram Shik who starts off wanting to be being makel over here. He ends up not being simich part of the loch lamaisa. Lamaisa, most from him come along to Aseret. Whether to have Eider, or the Chutshani, Al Mashulush, or Kupshit, and others, Ribiyat and Chutish, they want to Aseret. They say, let's analyze it. At the end of the day, you are taking out that for somebody else in Pseilis, it's not a gedder of Min Echad, you're taking out something that's not mortal over here, and therefore, you're not going to get a bar. However, let's say for Kerth, they point out the other way around. The person over here, he is Machbid. Let's say someone from Chutz Laretz, called Ruvain. Ruvain wants to filter it for me. For me. So get him from Shlomo Zalman, my sees Masupik over here. Come on, from the title, but you're doing it for me. For me, Beth is Menechad. It's good for Echad over here. So Beth in that case should be Mut over here. That means where the Sfarim seem to go depends. We go after the one who you're doing it for. The one you're doing it for, is he Machbid? So it's Pseilis. The one you're doing it for is not Machbid, not Nechad Gedim Pseilis. Nechad Gedim Menechad. Now you could tell me why to be more Mekel over here versus the case of Liban. But the case of Liban is Shalav and Reisa, according to Rashi's Chayav Chatos. Over here, the whole idea of being an Isness, those want to have Nechad Gedim Drabon over here. What's what you make over here? Therefore, the end of the swarm seem to go. You have water that gets from the tap over here. Oh, yes, no chetu. We'll get that chetu. Well, most places want to ask that water. We're going to get to another swarm. Now, I'm just not clear what happens. Let's say a person wants to fill up his Brita pitcher and he has 10 people, or he wants to make 10 cups. Some people are makbid, some people are not makbid. So then what? Like, so don't drink it, I'll drink it, you'll drink it. Who are you exactly doing it for? Are you doing it for the table? Or are you doing it for yourself? And arguably, don't want to be like me, just drink for yourself water, to do it for others also. Do you really care if others drink from it or not? So I'm not sure what you're doing it for also. You say you're doing it for others. Is that nichel neged of doing it for others or not? That's an interesting question.
But if you are doing it for yourself, another person drinking it.
Then, yeah.
Mommy's
not good. Mommy's not really
good. The water,
okay, we'll get to what finds. I mean, they point out the fact that people have soup and they don't filter the water or other things. When you go to restaurants, and the water filtered? The soup? And the drinks? Now, just bringing out the cases, practically this concept over here, is first, the Isra Moshe case when a person has orange juice, and a lot of time it has the pulp inside. Can a person myself take it out? Is it a problem or not? So Kemal Moshe says, Be'etzem, people can drink it that way, unless you're an Isthmus, otherwise I don't think anyone's an Isthmus, there's no problem. Last year you take it out over here. Shlomo Zalman went this way, the place can go this way. They do discuss, but let's say it's a case where you have pulp inside the orange juice, you give a kid a bottle with the orange juice, and if what happens, the pulp will close off the nipple, and therefore won't let the juice out. So now you mock it, take out the pieces, so if you go through the nipple, come on the Isra Moshe. Moshe Maisi is Michael, the lesson is this, the story is the Chura, that we had really had the Chumas Hadeshin. One Machal, between big and small, there's no problem over here. Big piece of chicken, a small piece of chicken, there's no problem. In essence, it's all one min. You just want the big piece of the min, you want the small piece of the min. Of course, not be a problem over here. But let's say this for sometimes when you have oranges, you have the smaller bits inside, Now you want to take out the small, you want to sieve out the smaller pits. Can you take this little, have the little sieve over here, pour it through, and the pits will stay on top? Is that mutter osur? So the way how Aida sets up an answer to this question, he says the pits are royal Aida et chak to be eaten, little orange pits, and if it was no kimasadu with the sudr. Why is mamish the ramshito? So the Moshe, unless if you can isn't snow, otherwise the mice is mutter. Otherwise it's mutter. So first I point out, you see the Moshe went like the Ram the Rashbo when something is ochoksas, way achila aida et chak, not like the Mishmur says nochel lochosh. Therefore, if Aida goes on further and says, once you're going to pass like the Mishmur of nochel lochosh, says the Al-Mashulis, once you pass like the Rambam nochel lochosh, the Chlami you should not seem out the little pits in the case of the other oranges, it's on the sugar of Roy Mishaz and Chak, Al-Khosh for the Rambam Mishit over here. Take a fourth case they discuss when a person has vegetables inside liquid. And both of them might start going to be eaten. Could you take out the vegetables over here? Or nechel get them in echot, kuf echot. So this is Shvish Shabbos, and Chaim Noah brings down, once a taina, same sigil. Just like you could drink the water with the piece inside, get the vegetables with the water. Maisa, come over, Moshe has a tshuva, and Shlomo Zalman, they say it's a pell against Shvish Shabbos. The only study that I had to is, that when I see wine with little pieces inside, orange juice with pieces inside, I see one thing, orange juice. I see wine. When I have vegetables cooked inside water, I see water, I see vegetables. That's a vat, two different meaning over here. How can you come along and say the nechel heter of like wine to seam it out? A vat, this is not guf echad, not min echad. A vat is two separate entities over here. But I take a fifth case. Let's say a person has a mlafon chamutzim, and somebody take a bite out of it, and it gets no too much juice inside. So you want to squeeze it out. Come along with the isr of Shlomo Zalman, and say the maisha, squeeze it out. Even achas manis min echad, no problem. It's not a sugya of schi to put it aside. A sugya of baris min echad, the maisha is mutter here. How far to take the story? To come along with the Berkowitz, he says, let's say a person has a piece of meat and a lot of fat. A lot of fat, everyone knows, to cut off, you have a shell, it's a sugya of baris, and Hanukkah will take off some echad with it, kudaimo. But let's say you have a piece of meat with a little bit of fat on it. Most people might see eat it with it. You come along and you want to cut off a little bit of amount of fat. A little bit, why? You're not isn't this, you know, why not? I can. I have other things to eat. Why eat this over here? So Berkowitz says, Dechila of the day, we Adam. Nichla get a min echad. There's no concern over here to take you off, lest you're saying an isthmus. But otherwise, they cut off a little bit, piece of fat on top of it, and mom should be asked to give you that smutter. Take a seventh case. Recently, in the past 10 years, there's been a lot of hak to get using a salad spinner on Shabbos. Basically, what people do, you wash lettuce before Shabbos, take off the bugs, take off the salad, and then you take it, you shake off the lettuce. Now you have lettuce on your counter over here, and want to take it and put it inside the spinner. Now, what the spinner is doing is extra water that's on top of the lettuce, you're spinning it and getting it out to make it completely dry. That means, in essence, it was wet, you shook it off, most of the water came off. But now you have some little water left on top you want to get rid of. The svar to be mekel is be'etzem, just like over here, the mishmur of the pesach can bring down the blav hachi mishas toy. Anyway, I can drink it this way, even with the pieces inside. And also, as a person machben not to have less of water inside on top of it?
It's rude.
No, to eat. Are you machben? Unless you want to eat it. You want to eat it. Are you machben? So if you're not machben, then you'll get it of minechot, gufechot. Therefore, those one taino. Say for day everyone wants to pass the mice, use a salad spinner. Mabaya. Oh, so the same with Torres Chaim. He have Daniel Travis. He has a tshuva about this with pictures, and he wanted to be matu mitzad asugyo. Anyway, we eat it as is. Yes, a bezil obach. Bezil obach. Wanted to ask for two reasons. One, he said mitzad asugyo of the nechol. The mahalach my father saying of the nechol is the pell if you think about it. My father bezil thinks the same way. But let's think about it. A yayin. There's some kemach or kismet inside. According to the man in the Rashba that we passing like, it's more to put it inside a mishmeres. Why does the Rambam aser? Says mishmeres umdin dechol. How do we paskin? Not like the Rambam. We're saying it's mutter over here. So you have a clear mechaber that the mishmeres passing like the first sheet over here. Comes not clear. You have to stop the yishem the Rambam. But nice that the way we passing clearly is putting it inside a mishmeres and yain is mutter. So you want to ask her? I see the Muslim want to ask her. Salad spinner is umd nechol. Ma'ase mishmeres. The Rambam asks umd nechol. We came. We're not matter it. We're not worried about it. So the chura just a mechalik. Chura there's a sword that the Yashi wants a taino. a mishmeres be'etzem is made to separate bad from good, you're putting in also an extra thing over here of wine that's tzalel, that's some pieces inside. So you're using it not what it's made for, so it won't be any iser or nechol. Mashaki, what's the salad spinner made for? It's made to separate the extra wood on top of the lettuce. Therefore, it's different in the case of mishmeres. You're doing something what it's made for. Mishmeres is made for bad and good. Agav, you made the kimta, you put your one side that's soul, you want to make it even soul be even better over here. Therefore, this case is of nechol salad spinner. Now, if you ask me, what is a punk fakert? Why? Think about it. When you use mishmeres, it can lead to an iser. How much is the raisa? The kimta you're using it for will not lead to an iser. True. Mice and mortar. Mashaik is salad spinner, the way how people always use it, will never lead to an iser. It's always a drop of water over there. It'll never lead to an iser. So it's only in the case of Yelbi Mot over here. Fakir, but my son, the Ashur Nath, right? Was real for, like my father, what I know. If I a salad spinner with the case of Nechol, Blade says it was real. Nochel Baya, I want to know that the whole idea of a wine that's sold over here with some chemical kiss inside is bottle. What time the wood at the top of the lettuce is not bottle. We see two minim. We see clearly two minim. They're not makbid about it. About this two minim. This of Dovah Cohen. Dovah Cohen said, Maisa Chash Tereist over here. The Urcha Shabbos. He gave a shiur about it in Tovshin Pei Aleph. And then he wrote about it in Echol Echelik Yud over here. I think the latest Echolo. Maisa Kamala says, basically, Urcha Shabbos ended off a lot of water. A lot of is the rice of Burr. A little bit of water, not butter. We still buy it. It's not a of the Nechol. Therefore, I see most form came along the answer. It's not a signal of the Nechol. Come, you have to grapple why it didn't in the case of Mishmeres. Same with Khan Lekhan. We only found one save of his Mankel. Otherwise, the break of the Psalm simply Machmer. Either Chash the Rice of Bayer or it's not a signal of the Nechol. Which now leads to the next case over here of using filters on your sink. Now, you have to realize that a sugar filter is really putting two sugars together, halacha siftes and sifyot. Now, when a person has a regular filter on a sink, get to different types of filters, what happens before the water that's coming from the pipe, most of us by now, we're used to the Israeli water, it's really to be drinking. It's really the fishtiyah. What happens, it goes through the filter, it comes out, and again, it's really to be shtiyah. It starts all being rain for steel and ends up being rain for steel. It sounds like Mamma is a case of either Siftes or Sifyut. It's either it's a case of Tol, you're making it Tol B'yesh over here. And therefore, it should not be a problem. And therefore, the Isra Chasnish, the Chamish says, L'chor to go use it, it's not look like Sifyut. You're making Tol B'yesh, you're making bed over here. The Maisha should be Mutter. Not be a problem. Agam, B'nyom Zilva points out, I myself it was makbid to have a filter on the sink. So how can tell me a person will get about what over here? So he points out people are makbid, not because they're makbid not to use it, makbid of soul be oyster. They might not even have a case of soul. Again, one of the best ways are that people do drink punch nishiva, a gamma. Love that gets filtered, you drink super nishiva. When you go to certain restaurants, more shivish ones, there's love that there's a filter over there. So people do have it. Just again a filter, why not get a filter? However, let's say a person might say is an istinus, and he is the makbid from the water that's coming out of your sink. The chura, the strikers for it, say, if so, istinus, be halacha, to be machmer, leave a binach of Yashiv and Shmuel Orbach, and Vez Ephraim, Simcha Bom, go this way. You have a clear over here to do an act of boyer, you have a problem. Now, there are two reasons why to make it on a regular case of a sink. One story is, we mentioned by the case of using a resource on vegetables. He said, the machlokes are placed, can you wash vegetables on Shabbos? Machmirim makilim. Noch the machmirim come look at Hashani, he's machmir, he says, but to wash off the spray on top is not nicker, therefore it's mutter. Come by the water by us, to use a regular filter, it's not chod Hashani. Can a person see the cup of water before and a cup of water afterwards? Now, most people will not see the difference. It looks exactly the same way. Therefore it's not nicker. I said most people. So that's the reason why Maisa to be Mekel. If Berkowitz wants to be Mekel this way, this reason, Maisa answer back, the three stories why to say, number one, it is nicker, the taste is different, says of the Ashur. Number two, the case of washing it, you're not using a clean miyuchud for the act of prayer, you're just washing with your hands, washing all the resource. Here, using a clean to separate the special over here, using, let's say, a Brita filter, special to separate over here, coming out doing an act of prayer. I have a whole machine to go do something that has no chshivas to it. I've had a chshivas. I've had a ke'in that did a nicker. I have a kli for a special. Why the idea of not being nicker, the Rosh Shabbos points out, the Chaz Nishnat that way. And there's a Riyash of the Oris disagrees, there's no head to not being nicker. That means laptop is a head to nicker. Who says it's not nicker? You have clean Yuchad over here, they want to answer it. However, the reason why the Olam does want to be Mekel, they want to point out, unless you mamish is this, most times the Maisa, they mean not from Yashim, most time people are not, they say they're Makbid. But the fact that they have it in other places, and the words again, the Bialochad being Isnis, is E Efsher to drink it that way, Maisa Olam is Efsher and is possible, except, why bother? I have other options. So they want to point out, the reason we Mekel and Isnis is more of a practical reason, because very really do we really have a real Isnis over here, that's Efsher to be drank in this situation.
Well,
if
you wouldn't drink
it on Halochan's
box.
We'll get to that when you're in box, Pesach. In a week, maybe. Maybe next time, not sure. Second question, use a filter. You have to realize that the way a filter works, it goes, starts up clean, it hits all the sediment, where the sand and the dirt and all the garbage was, unless it's a brand new filter, and then it comes out. That means it's very different then this a situation where it starts off being clean, ends up being clean. There's a moment where it ends up being dirty. That means it's roi v'shtia. When it hits the filter, it's not roi v'shtia anymore. Because what's there, everything that stopped the past couple of years, it goes through that thing also. It goes through the sand and the mud and the dirt over here. And then it comes out as roi v'shtia. So when something starts off roi v'shtia, in the middle is not roi v'shtia, and ends up being roi v'shtia, do we have the head to sift test and sift yud? And the Shiva Smir back 25 years ago by the water fountain outside the Merkazi, a person on Erev Shabbos on Friday put up a sign over there and it says, since it goes through the pipes and it's look, the filter, you're even it's a burr. Someone wrote back on the sign, in the Miskavin. Someone wrote back to Aster, Nechageda Psegresor. A fourth person wrote back, no, Nechageda Misasik, if it's mutter. Someone else wrote back on the sign, no, to keep egg and shuman some excess, that Misasik is the Chodesh's officer. Someone else wrote back on the sign, other person wrote back in the sign of Moshe Shuva that even the Ismis Asik is Mutu, still you have to out to people. The whole give and take over there. Kids on Sunday, they went to Biyash, came back and wrote in the sign, Biyash says it's Mutu. Now, why is it Mutu? We'll get to how our filters are different. The reason why it's Mutu, best of course, before Shekhas Nish, he's much discussed the case where it starts with being clean, goes to the sand, that ends up being clean in the case of a filter. He says, "Be'es metziv test. What happened? Starts with being the locha, starts with water, hits the sediments. When it's mixed in with the sediments, the water cannot be drinking right now. Drinking, drunken, I'm not sure. But it cannot be drinking right now. So then it comes out. So it's mamish the case that starts off being relish to you. By itself, it goes through and it comes out being relish to you. The chanish is moist of a second reason, maybe it goes around the sand, not through the sand. But the first reason, mamish the test, is tracking the title, the place coming down. So what? That it went through something. Maisa, that's before the cold cases of tests. Relishtia, not Relishtia. Went back to being Relishtia. So it's the fact that it's a really, again, our filter is really a mixture of Sif Tess and Sif Yud. Sif Yud is telling the heter of soul to make the soul be Yaisar. And Sif Tess is telling you the heter that stops opening Relishtia and ends up being Relishtia. Maisa is Mutter. It happens by itself. Now, maybe we're asking, take a step further now. Back 15 years ago, they started making something called an active carbon granule filters. They say now the large percentage of Kleisel in Erzol use these filters right now. They seem to work very different. The way that you look, if you look underneath your sink, if you see the three tubes over there, in essence, it goes through the case of the sand and the filter over there. Now, the reason why you have three tubes is because it goes very slowly to go through, and therefore you have a tank on the side. You open up the water without having the three tubes in the tank, it'll go very, very slowly. So it goes through the three tubes, it goes inside the tank, and then they have filtered water over here. And the way they advertise, they say it's either 60 or 80% more of the garbage they take out, more than any other filters. Again, that's what they advertise. Now, it takes out more psellus, whatever the level of psellus that they're referring to. Now, the shalom here is, it's going a little bit different. What happens is when a person, when he puts in the water on top of the sediments, it goes through, by itself it comes out. Over here, when you have the water inside your filter, it won't go through, it stops. When you put in the next water, it pushes the water through. So in essence, the water is not like a case that all happens by itself. What's the situation, what happens when you have water that goes inside the sediments and then stops? Let's say it stops. So you have a two layers of sediments and water. Now you come along with Shabbos and put more water on top of this. So in essence, you're taking out the water from the Bezelis, usually an act of a clear of a water over here. So all our, not all, numerous filters, go to numerous people's houses, they right now have a filter called after carbon. The way that's happening is that you right now are being buried right now the oichel from the psalus that stopped that has the teruvus right now. So shalom among the achronim is the fact that it stopped in between is that does it have the heter of siftas or not? Siftas is very clear, it happened by itself. Water, sediments, water went through. Tea, same thing. Ground coffee, same thing. The juice filter, same thing. It all happened by itself. What happens does not happen, it stops. And then you make it be mamshach. Are you doing an act of borrow on Shabbos? A great question. Doing an act of borrow on Shabbos. Rav Chaim, he came along and said for a different reason why to be marked on these filters. He wants tightened up by the sediments and never moves. The water goes through and comes out. Here it has some sand inside and a little particles inside. The sand floats up and moves into the water. Then it separates somehow. He wants tightened up. That's mamshach to realize. He wants to ask her, can the sand itself move? The Maisa in Toshin Ayin Gimel, there's a Kolkara put out by Rav Strumbach and by Shmuel Orbach and Mordechai Goldstein from Beit Shemesh. The Pope of Kolkara, the Maisa is used on Shabbos to even as the Raisa. Rav Ruman gave a Shabbos Gold, Joshua Toshin Ayin Gimel. He says, Osir, and a Cholach El Gimel. He writes the whole Shuvah why it's Osir, and a Cholach El Dalad. He comes along to answer five different letters why people attack him, why it's Shuvah Motor, answer why the Maisa is also here. Maisa Yol's very Shtak is Osir, and a Falcon Maisa asks it. Numbers Achon Maisa want to ask it, which on the Sugyo Bar. Again, it's not like Siftas because it stops. And you're separating the good from the bad using water and actively. Asala Sheni, the Gilion, or Yisol, and Gilion Samaches, they come along and allow letters back and forth upon this question. Yukotzal Kotzer. They bring down the Rebelskin Maisa's Mekel, and Shmuel Felder, the Moitzin Lakewood is Mekel, Mikhas Osher's Mekel, the Leo Feldman, and the Rebelokal Maisa's Mekel. As far as I can tell on my page, I have 10 verse 10. That doesn't get more of Machlisha Shokel than that. So we have Machlisha Shokel as a Dereiso or Mutter. Now, the Svaras to be Mekel, first they come from Shtak Urayas. Now, Svaras over here, they have to answer back. Ruben has to answer back. The first idea they come along and point out, that the Lochan Siftas itself, does anyone say they cannot pour the water on top of the Mishmeres twice on Shabbos? What happens? The water's on top of Mishmeres, it comes out, it goes down. Are there some water mixed inside with Mishmeres? The sediments over here? Not Mishmeres, but the Mishmorim. Is some water mixed in with the Mishmorim over here? Well, there could be. No, what? They can't be wet before Shabbos. Anyone said it cannot be wet before Shabbos? So right now you have two roofs. So can you pour water on top of the second time? Let me know, anyone says also over here? No, there's a mixture right now, it stops. Right, there's some the wet sediments over here, Shmorim, and now you're pushing it through. That's Aleph. Second way in Mitzias, a tea bag putting inside. Maestro even uses a tea bag. The Shlishi or the heat up before Shabbos. Can the person on Shabbos take the tea bag and go through the water back and forth? In the water. The tea bag has tea inside, flavor, and water. And when you go back and forth, water goes through and pushes the other water out. And the water goes through and pushes the other water out. It's Mamshi case and filter. The water stopped inside the tea bag. And if anyone discussing tea, I'm discussing taking it out, you remember by I'm using it clear over here. But no one says you cannot take a tea bag back and forth. Like I'm the Orcha Shabbos and the Savior wants to answer it. But besides the Orcha Shabbos, the Makil says, very nice, you want to answer it, you might be Lishitosoi. But Lo Yu'inu V'lo Shamanu, anyone says, switching one thing for another, my says also. So they come from two stark rayas, Siftes switching don't seem to answer it, and the loch of a tea bag don't seem to answer it. The svor they want to know, they come from other rayas they have. Is any issa switching water for water? At the end of the day, the filter has water inside that's dirty, and at the end of the day, it still has water inside that's dirty. You're just putting different water in its place. Now, when you think about the filter, before you have water for drinking, and they have dirty water. Afterwards, you have dirty water and water for drinking. So you have, before you have water for drinking and dirty water, and after the dirty water and water for drinking. So you just switch, that's all you did over here. Is that nichel and geder? Send him in chasosh, you want to have a first of all, lishtosai, no one sees an act of bar over here, nichel and geder, melech mashevis. But more than that, we'll see that Allah will get to the sif yudalit. When you have a case of a pitcher, and have a lot of water on top and sediments on bottom, the Allah can make sure you don't get to netzaitis. Now, anytime you pour a pitcher, you have to know what the metzias is, the water that's in the incisus switches, the other water comes inside. Well, on top is bottom. You pour it, what happens? Pour a thing, the water on over here will go down, another water will go inside. So you're switching water. Barer, what happened to active barer over here? The couple may point out that the whole idea of barer is to mistaken something that you did something over here. That here, it starts off with water to be drank, I can drink, with mixed water, and then the day you have water that can be drank and mixed water. They bring a right up Pesach, loose houses, they have in the filter, they put a shmata there. Now Shabbos would use that. You're pushing out water that's inside the shmata. So why? Because other water goes in its place. And it keeps switching water. We keep switching water one for another. The one time that's not nichel together of any tikkun. More than the idea is not melech mashiach. I'm built upon the idea of melech mashiach. And they get a bar, you have to do something. If I didn't do anything, how can someone know this is a bar? So the yosef is not nichel any pool over here. Nothing changed over here. I had the same thing before and the same thing afterwards. For this reason, I didn't do anything. I did nothing. There's no tikkun over here. There's no mile over here. Now again, everyone has to answer the rise of the case of the tea or the case of Sifidal, other situations. One little shuas, Agur Balecha of Leo Feldman was shrying at Reuben, and Reuben was shrying Mamash back. And they wrote to each other and they spoke about it to one to another. They told me. One told me that probably the other one was Chaser, the other one told me the other one was Chaser. One to each one, either one said, no, we're not Chaser. Each one Mamash stuck to their guns. 100% us and Gomer, 100% what to Gomer. Fine, no one said they were Chaser. They said, Mustafa was Chaser. Each one said Mustafa. Neither one was Chaser. Each one Mamash stuck to their guns. Each one has their rise and strike. Maisa Shiloh, can you use his filters on Shabbos? Maisa Chash de Raisa, or Pasha Smutter. Those are your two choices over here. I know Berkowitz, when he gave the shiur about it years ago when it happened, he might say he was Chaser. Now, if you're chayshus, so what is the eitzah? So, I saw once having done 15 different eitzahs. One of the eitzahs I like saying over is very simple. Open up your water. Let's say the water run for about a minute. Then what happens? The water that's back, that's going through, that comes out, that about is water. The only problem you have is the water that's inside the filter. But the water that's in the back of the filter that's going out and through, that's about it. That's severe, that about it, that's water. Only the one that stopped is a problem.
So you
gotta
do it in the first
minute. Therefore, Portal Zachar Shomer, Mises Mutter, and Berkowitz has his Eitzel. They point out before two problems. One is, it goes very slowly, it's a massive tank. I don't know how long it takes, but it takes a long time. But it's 1 minute, of course, not enough. Second, of course, Isaac is tiny. Think about it, if I can't, now it's only also. Because the water inside, you don't want. Definitely get it up Silas. The carbon filters, the Mises, you do want. So you're taking out the psalis away from the oichel. That's still his ulcer. You can do psalm to oichel on Shabbos. But that's also here. No, well, where? The filter itself, the chol, the cholikol, and the mayim, that's not menechol. Should I mean them over here? So it's machlokes. Maybe take it a step further. Come on, Rav Karp, and he wants to say that the idea of using filters in general, especially wants to ask for this filter. He says, that's the different type of filters a person can have. You can have a filter that's used for everything and also for drinking. And then sometimes a person's sink, they can have a filter for drinking on the side. And you can have what you use to wash dishes and wash the floor, kadaimo. He says, the Yisrael, the Ashram, they're used to it. When you have a filter made only for drinking, that you map it upon the idea of separating things, avad, that's the clear real, asun of the chol. Avad, your main object will be doing active filtering over here. So he says, to use maybe a sink, that might be motor. But let's say a person has a clean miyuchud for the active filter to go drink over here, a vadi wants to ask it to tell the sugo of Ubnachal, this pool was made to an act over here, a bar over here. What he says, wants to make, maybe see another reason to be machmer, this is mamish the clean over here, a brera, and mamish is made to be buried in the water itself, which comes out. This one thing is the filters we have under the sink, something called the Brita filters. Now, the Brita filters, I assume everyone knows, you have a pitcher, you fill it up, it goes through, it comes out. Now, there's a couple of questions over here. To go use it on Shabbos. For those who want to know, there's nothing nicker, the water before and the water afterwards, doing nothing, a Berkowitz and Maisa, it's motor. Rav Reuben, he comes along and says, let's say if it's below level, you fill up the Brita, and it goes below level of the filter, so that's mamish, that's if test, that's not a problem over here. But he's discussing, let's say it goes above the filter. And then what happens? It stops. And then you pour it, take out water, and then it goes below. Did you just do an act of bar right now? Because since it's in the filter and it stops over here, maybe you don't have the heter of siftes. So Reuben, no, in that case not. Because he's not icing the act of being buried, and he's being icing the act of pouring yourself water. So Zaman, there's no shivus over doing the act of buried. That's what he wants to tie up. Therefore, Berkowitz and Ravun will be matter our gunners. Asad Hashani, Rav Karp says, yes, Rav Yashiv, this is a kli buyer. This is Nechol. How can you matter it? Not during the case of Mishmeres, the worst of the case of Mishmeres, Avad is also. And therefore, they'll be not from Khatmi. Yes, he wants to ask these brothers over here. So we have two sides in the gate to get brothers. I see Yeshvi, each one does different things over here. You could also get involved. In fact, if a person is an Isthmus, you have Nechol Baya, you cannot use them on Shabbos over here. Last night, Baruch 140, I thought I finished going through the sugya of filters and bar. I came across a sefer called Masalei Hamayim B'Shabbos, a sefer on filters, 372 pages. Afterwards, 20 minutes later, I came across a sefer called HaFilter Balacha, another 186 pages on this question. So, Le'ilam, they can look it up, see exactly what it says. They can take over there a Slacha Rabba of Ezra on Wednesday, Mamshim, the sugya of Sugya Lal, through Sifta Zayin.